I would like to call Mr. Shepherd to the stand.
Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Duh. I mean, yeah. Nothing but the truth. Just what I saw. I was an eyewitness, you know.
Are you sure he's able to testify?
Yes, sir, I am. I know I'm not the good shepherd, but I'm a shepherd.
Well, what's your name?
Joe the Shepherd.
Let the record show that Joe the Shepherd is testifying.
Thank you, Brother Shepherd. We appreciate you coming by today to be a witness. Could you begin by telling us a little about yourself and what it means to be a shepherd?
I sure can. I'm 32 years old. I've been a shepherd all my life. My dad was a shepherd, my grandpa was a shepherd, and you ain't gonna believe this, but I've got a brother, and his name's Bubba, and he's a shepherd too. Ha ha, we just love it.
Your Honor, could I ask this witness a few questions?
Yes, Mr. Elhue, go ahead.
Oh boy, this is the witness I've been waiting on. This nut's already half cracked. Mr. Shepherd, I bet you're going to testify that you were in the field watching over your sheep one night, and bang, just like that, an angel appeared to you, and the sky was filled with multitudes of heavenly beings just praising God.
Did you see them too? I knew you was all right.
Objection, Your Honor. Just tell the witness to answer the question.
Overruled. Ha! Oh, I'm sorry. I just watched a lot of Perry Mason. I've always wanted to do that.
Mr. Shepherd, do you even know what overruled means?
Duh. It's what every man gets when he gets married.
Okay, calm down. Overruled anyhow.
They got a place for people like you.
You got that right. It's called heaven.
Oh my goodness. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Well, since you don't have any more questions, I'd like to ask you just one question.
I'm the one that's supposed to ask the questions.
Just go ahead. I'd like to hear this myself.
Well, Mr. Elhue, what's your first name again?
A.C.
A.C.? Okay, I remember. Mr. A.C. Elhue. My question is, if you don't believe that I could be tending my sheep in a field and bang, the angels appeared, how can you expect me to believe that there was a big bang and the whole world appears? Ha ha!
Oh, I give up. No further questions.
Mr. Shepherd, just tell us what you saw that night.
Okay, Miss Grace, I'll do my best. We were tending the sheep that night, just like other nights. To be a good shepherd, you really have to care for your sheep. Sometimes one may wander off and get lost. That's when you tell if you have a shepherd's heart. You will leave the 99 in the fold to go out find that one that's lost. The night Jesus was born was a special night. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings." Good tidings? You tell me something this old world needs more than good news? For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude in the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill toward men." They said we would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now you tell me, what would you do if you were me? We went out to find him, this holy child, the Savior of the world. Little did we know that old bunch of poor shepherds would look down into the face of the great shepherd, the one that loved his sheep more than you could ever know, so much that he would give his own life for his sheep. I never known love like this before. I thought I did, but I didn't, and that's the truth.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd.
Do you have any further questions?
Not at this time.
You may step down, Mr. Shepherd.
Thank you.
Do you have another witness?
Yes, Your Honor. I would like to call the woman of Samaria.